Mr. Chairman, Chairman DeGrange, Chairman Gazzone, what did you think?
Well, I thought personally it's a facility that I've been through before, but it's got a lot of challenges and just the dealing with the type of not inmates, the detainees that they have. So they've got the secretary has made some numerous changes to policies and structures, I think, that are going to be a positive move forward as we move through this whole process. There's still a lot more to be done. A lot more will be done. We're going to be looking at a lot of things, whether it's capital improvements that are necessary, whether it's electronic issues that need to be addressed within the facility. So we have a lot of work to do, and working together, I think we're going to come to a great conclusion.
Did the discussion of having the states transfer this facility or sell this facility to either Baltimore City or having somebody else operate it in your discussions?
Is that your suggestion? Or?
Well, I've heard that suggestion.
No, that has not. That was not part of any discussion.
Look, today was mostly, I think, about looking at the facility. It's clearly an antiquated facility in many ways, and the state has done a good job trying to take what they had and make it work. But there's some more things we possibly can do, and we're going to keep looking at those options.
Is it realistic to tear it down and build somewhere else?
I think it's an enormous expense to try to do that, and I think it would be really incredibly difficult on multiple levels, not only the expense but trying to site it. The reality is, this is the biggest facility the state has. There's 3,000 detainees here. And to try to recreate that somewhere else and do it in a completely modern way, I think the costs are really probably prohibitive.
Is there anything that really surprised you guys in there today? Anybody?
Just the, I would say just the movement, just a tremendous amount of movement that takes place within the jail system, from those coming from central booking who are arrested overnight, those who are processed at central booking and coming through, who are in the cells that we did see, the inmates in the cells, the movement of going to the health facility, the number, I think they average like 500 inmates a week as it relates to getting health screening and those types of things, just the constant movement. So at least in my opinion, you could see the issue of contraband, the contraband issue in terms of because of the number of movement. And so, we as the legislators have to look at that issue again in terms of contraband.
Do you have a better idea how gang members could have gained control of this institution by what you saw today?
Well, I think part of it is the movements with meals, having meals served into your cells. All those additional movements that you don't typically have where you have a cafeteria, that's under construction. That's probably going to stop a lot of opportunities for contraband to come in. Plus the changes that they're making at the entrance is going to stop a lot of that. The monitoring of phone calls, knowing and blocking, being able to block cell phone access or usage to people that aren't approved, that's going to prevent a lot of the control, if you will, of criminal activity that may be going on.
Delegate Cluster, you were here several weeks ago. Is that Mike, please?
I'm sorry.
What are your impressions based on this visit compared to the last one?
I don't see a whole lot of change from what happened the last time. I mean, they had this stuff in place when we were here before. They had the searches when we went in. They had the same searches. They had the rotation going on. This is things that he had implemented several months ago. So I don't know that there's any change from, 2 months ago when we came to this month. I know they've gotten a little deeper in their investigation. I brought up the assaults that happened up in Western Maryland. He's going to get back to us and let us know about that. So there were a lot of good questions. There were a lot of good answers given, and we just need to follow up. I mean, a couple of the senators had asked what we need to do to help, and that's the key. How much money you're going to need, or what five or six things that will really help you that are, your top priorities. And they're going to give us a list of those. And then what are the things that we can't fix? One of the senators brought that question out. What can't we fix? You know, and one main thing is how old this building is. And it's just going to cost a lot of money. They're going to get back to us exactly how much it will cost to replace this facility versus how much they're paying in, you know, to upgrade it on a yearly basis. So I think it was a lot of good information exchange today.
I think the personnel
on that
system.
Western Maryland facility, do you believe that the problems of the gang activity there is related to gang activity here as inmates are moved to that facility and others?
Well, obviously we have the same gangs everywhere. I mean, in the state of Maryland, they're in all the facilities. So it's just a matter of isolating, you know, the top, you know, people in the gang. So you're not going to stop it. I mean, you're going to have gangs in prison. I mean, it's always had gangs in prison. You go back, you know, 20, 30 years, you've had gangs in prison. So,
yeah,
so you know, I mean, it's just a matter of isolating them. That's the key.
Is this facility any better in terms of improved safety, improved security from the last time you visited here?
No, I mean, the safety was set up then as it is now. I mean, it hasn't changed. There's not a whole lot of change. Like Senator DeGrange said, when they open up this dining hall, I think it's going to make a huge difference, you know, where they can, you know, actually check a lot of people. What, you know, they think a lot of that transfer is going on, you know, when the food is distributed. So when they open up the new dining hall, it will make a difference because they'll be able to control it.
When is that supposed to open?
November.
Fall, something.
I think one of the things, too, that was interesting.
Taking this tour and getting this briefing, and did it meet your expectations?
Well, I think it did. First off, it did meet our expectations, but it's important that the commission see the facility in the way it's operating. And then they talked as we went through there of what some changes they put into place that the delegate had talked about. So those are all good issues. Monitoring the cameras that are in operation in this facility is extremely important. Not only to look at what the inmates are doing, but what correctional officers are doing as well. So they can go back and review that. So that's being preserved for, I think it's 45 days, that you'll be able to look back, and it's a good tool for the state's attorneys to come in and make charges on, whether it's correctional officers or whether it's inmates.
So do you still have confidence in the secretary and his progress?
You know, I think the secretary is a professional. I think I do have confidence in him. I've dealt with him since he's been here on budget issues and so forth. I think that he understands, and he's the one that actually has brought this forward to see the needed changes. This is a total different facility than a correctional facility. This is a detention facility. They've got thousands of people that are moving through here, and every jurisdiction in the state has their own. We're managing one facility that's a large facility here in Baltimore City, and it's landlocked. There's not a lot of things you can do. You've got a lot of people you're going to have to displace, even if you replace this. So it's going to be a long process in improvements to the facility, but there's some immediate things we can do to make it safer and make it better controlled.
All right, so thanks,
everyone.
Thank you.
What's your name, sir? I'm sorry.
Ed DeGrange. Senator DeGrange.